Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Tuesday, October 12th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news from the Hardy County Fire Department, on Friday, Engine 1 and Battalion 3 in place of Engine 3 responded to a reported tractor fire located on State Road 62 west of the Hardy County Correctional Institution. Engine 1 arrived on scene and advised the scene was not accessible due to the fire being 1 to 2 miles off in a wetlands area. Engine 1 requested Battalion 1 to respond to assist. Both brush units arrived on scene to find muddy wetlands and a small creek they had to cross to get to the fire. The mowing company had to pull both units through the creek using a second tractor due to the creek being about 3 feet deep and muddy. Battalion 1 arrived at the fire 42 minutes from time of arrival to find a smoldering fire. Crews finished hitting hot spots, including the surrounding grassy area around the tractor. Your local events, the Hardy Players present Charlie Brown coming to the historic Wauchula City Hall Auditorium. Showtimes are Friday through Sunday, October 15th through the 17th, and October 22nd through the 24th. Friday and Saturday start at 7 p.m. Sunday starts at 2 p.m. Tickets will be sold at the door, $10 for adults and $5 for 17 and under. Fishy Tales and Funky Tunes will be back next Monday, October 18th, from 6 to 8 p.m. at Heritage Park. And this Friday, cheer on your Wildcats as they travel to St. Petersburg and take on the Lakewood Spartans in a non-district away game. The time for kickoff is a little different, 7 p.m., but if you can't make it over there, Wes and the gang will bring you live coverage of this matchup starting a few minutes before 7 on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, AM 1310 and FM 102.1 on your Hardy County radio dial, or listen around the world at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your jobs here in Hardy County: our Riveter is looking for a production supervisor, U.S. work authorization, and day shift availability are required. Thor Property Maintenance is looking for a cleaning technician, a driver's license, 1 year of cleaning experience, and a high school diploma or GED are required. And St. Amaro Post Acute and Rehab Center is looking for a restorative aide, a high school diploma or GED, and unencumbered certified nursing assistant license in Florida are required. Long-term care experience is preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. tonight and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, hardymidday@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 84 degrees out, feels like 94 with a 10% chance of rain. Mostly sunny, shade temperature is 89. The maximum UV index is 5, moderate. Winds east northeast at 6 miles per hour with gust up to 8 miles per hour. The humidity 67%, extremely humid. Air quality is excellent, the dew point 72. Cloud cover is 14%, 10 miles of visibility, and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Sulfo Springs, last updated 9:45 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, sunny this morning, then becoming partly cloudy, highs in the upper 80s, northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear, patchy fog toward morning, lows in the lower 70s, northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Wednesday, patchy fog early in the morning, sunny early in the morning, then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms late in the morning, partly cloudy with a chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the upper 80s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, chance of rain 30%, and Wednesday night, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s, with northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. University of California Riverside researchers are working to minimize effects of a plant hormone that reacts to drought stress. As plants perceive hot, dry conditions, they emit abscisic acid, a hormone that helps them retain water that can stop plants from germinating, leading to lower yields. But UC researchers say a new chemical modulator can disrupt that process so plants can sprout seeds even in drought. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack is applauding research and protection efforts underway at the USDA's Agricultural Research Service and Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service to prevent the spread of African swine fever. Vilsack says APHIS has done tremendous work to establish protection zones to safeguard the entire U.S. swine industry. He says scientific research, discovery, surveillance, and detection are critical to solving challenges American producers face. The American Farm Bureau Federation, addressing a social media myth, says the current language of the reconciliation bill does not impose a methane tax on agriculture. Those words from AFBF Sam Kiefer, who says Farm Bureau economists conducted an analysis to determine the potential impact if agriculture were to be included in legislation imposing such a tax. Kiefer says Farm Bureau opposes any tax on methane, but is grateful lawmakers recognize the thin ag margins and that such a tax would undoubtedly put family farms out of business.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional AgriPort. There's new insurance designed for small farmers who produce for local markets. The Risk Management Agency acting administrator is Richard Flournoy. He tells the USDA News Service this new program is now being offered through the Whole Farm Revenue Protection Program.
What this does is we're going to allow producers that have allowable revenue of $100,000 or less, or if you're a carryover insured to have an average allowable revenue of $125,000 or less, to be able to get this micro farm policy. It's going to simplify record keeping requirements, cover post-production costs, as well as value-added products. And really how we got there is as a result of a 2018 Farm Bill study that asked RMA to look at ways we could cover local food producers. The study said one thing. It said Whole Farm Revenue Protection is the best vehicle to quickly get out a new policy for these types of producers, but also said that 85% of local food producers made less than $75,000 in gross sales. So at RMA, we kind of looked at these recommendations and thought if we set it at $100,000 or less, that's going to hit most of this group.
The 2017 U.S. Census of Agriculture shows Georgia farms up to 9 acres in size grew in number from 3,003 in 2012 to more than 4,500 in 2017. That's an increase of 1,490 farms in that category. And according to the 2017 Census of Ag, more than 2,000 Florida farms record gross market value of under $100,000.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the stock market report and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street opened higher this morning before turning lower at mid-morning. The market anticipating House approval of a bill allowing for a short-term increase in the government's borrowing limit. LG Electronics has reached a deal with General Motors to pay $1.9 billion to $2 billion to reimburse the automaker for the cost of recalling Chevy Bolt electric vehicles because of the risk of battery fires. Battery fires and the recalls have been an embarrassing setback for GM, which has a goal of switching from gasoline to battery-powered vehicles in the not-too-distant future. The International Monetary Fund voicing full confidence in its managing director. The vote of confidence, a response to allegations that while she was a World Bank official, she and others pressured staffers to change business rankings to placate Communist China. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. K.K. Hernandez delivered Boston's second straight walk-off win, scoring pinch runner Danny Santana with a sacrifice fly in the ninth to send the Red Sox to the AL Championship Series. With a 6-5 win over Tampa Bay Monday night, Red Sox skipper Alex Cora.
Happy for Boston. You know, it was an amazing day. That was loud. That was actually better than yesterday. And the fact that we are one series away from going to the World Series, it means a lot to this organization.
Boston now awaits the winner of the Houston-Chicago Series. Game 4 was postponed Monday with rain in Chicago. They'll play Game 4 this afternoon. Astros manager Dusty Baker, meanwhile, was asked to respond to White Sox pitcher Ryan Tepera's accusations that Houston stole signs during the first two games of the series.
I don't have much, you know, response to that other than I was listening to Eric Clapton this morning, and he had a song, you know, Before You Accuse Me, You Need to Take a Look at Yourself. That's all I got to say.
This is SRN Sports. Pitch hitter Jock Peterson launched a 3-run homer in the fifth as Atlanta Black Milwaukee 3-0. The Braves up 2-1 of that series.
Atlanta starting and winning pitcher Ian Anderson, who allowed three hits over five innings, says Peterson was a great midseason pickup.
To have him now on our team is, we're all ecstatic. And, you know, what he's been able to do just from the personality he is and the big spots he's kind of stepped up in is something else.
The Braves can wrap up the series at home this afternoon. Evan Longoria homered off Max Scherzer in the fifth for the only run of the game, and San Francisco edged L.A. 1-0 to take a 2-1 lead in their NL Division Series. Giants skipper Gabe Kapler on Longoria's homer.
He puts a lot of weight on his own shoulders, you know, trying to come up big for his teammate. That swing led to a big win for us.
San Francisco can wrap up the series with a win tonight. Monday Night Football, Lamar Jackson threw a five-yard touchdown pass in overtime to give Baltimore a 31-25 victory over Indianapolis. The Ravens 4-1, the Colts 1-4. John Gruden has stepped out as head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders following emails containing alleged racist comments. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula, and always online at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for the day: every machine is a smoke machine if you operate it wrong enough. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.